number one hit music channel.
Make some noise! Ladies and gentlemen, let's get the show underway.
Oh my God.
It's on. Everybody stand up right now.
Your station for all the hits and commercial-free is HitsRadio.com. Commercial-free every hour and the most hit music all day. HitsRadio.com.
Comes you up.
Welcome,
welcome. Welcome to the show.
Live from the Atlanta studios. On air with Josh K. On air. On air. On air.
After a while, I think it will become pleasurable to you.
On air with Josh K. HitsRadio.com.
Just past 420. On the phone right now, going to check in with Aaron Holberg from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. What's up, Aaron?
I'm pretty good. How about you?
Very good. So, our station manager, our music director, he goes by the name of Jason Stone, I guess came across your website and your work, and he was like, Josh, let's get Aaron on the show. Let's promote her and, like, let's get her on and talk about it. You are an artist of some sort, correct?
Yes. Okay. There you go.
All right. Let's kind of break down real quick as far as what you guys do, and we'll throw the website out there first, guys. If you're just tuning in, on the phone right now we have Aaron Holberg from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And she's got some very, like, her work is amazing. The website is pictureinpencil.com, all put together.
Yep.
So, Aaron, how would you describe your the type of work that you do? Like, what is the history behind your art?
Well, I do a lot of portraits. I'm best with portraits. I mean, I particularly like more artistic photographs of people. I really do like to draw people. That's my big passion. I like to capture different looks that people have, different textures in the picture, and work them together somehow with either graphite or colored pencil. Just do different things with it. But yeah, I'm more of a technical artist.
Right, because it's not like character though. I mean, because, like, you know, you go to, like, the fairs, or you go to, like, to the music parks, or you go to, like, Disney or whatever, and there's someone that does,
right,
like, the drawings. This is, like, more
right.
in detail. This is, like, more in depth. It's not just like, you know, here, sit down 5 minutes and you get your little picture and you pay, like,
right.
you know, $20. This is, like, in
depth. No, 5 minutes is definitely not my style, unfortunately.
Right, because, I mean, you take...
I wish.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm amazed of. I mean, like, these, like, your work looks just, like, if not better than the original photograph of somebody, I would say.
Thank you. Aww.
So, and I even told Jason, I was like, I want to order one. So, because I haven't...
Feel free!
Okay. So, what made you sit down and decide that this is where you wanted to go? Did it just start from, like, as a young age, or did it just mold into the drawings?
Well, I did some art classes when I was younger. I was actually afraid of spaces at first. I remember one particular assignment that an art teacher around seventh grade had given me, and he was actually probably the most impact on how I got to where I am today. He really got me into pencil, and he's the one who gave me an assignment, actually, where I had to draw my mom's face in three different pictures of my mom's face. And, oh my gosh, they just turned out so different. It was so weird back then. She sat in front of me, and I drew one picture one day, one the next, and they looked like three completely different women, which was very strange. But stuff like that, I eventually just developed a liking for drawing faces. And it was, I think, about ninth grade when I drew a photo of Bono for my dad for his birthday that I actually realized that, oh, hey, I can draw these pictures. Like, it actually ended up looking good. And even though I hadn't, in that particular photo, even though there were no eyes, like, everything seemed to work out. And he ended up being really impressed, which was awesome.
Cool.
So, I mean, that's when it kind of really clicked for me. I'm going to school for illustration. It's going to be my major, and I'm going to focus a lot on that. Like, mainly just developing more where my subjects come from. I really want to get into taking my own photographs of people. I mean, celebrities are great. I love drawing pictures of celebrities, but you can only go so far. And a lot of people unfortunately don't respect artists who do that. I mean, they say, oh, you should be taking your own photo. You're almost copying somebody else's look. I mean, that's frustrating for me, but, yeah, I mean, I'm going to go into illustration, but I'm also going to lose time to work on my website while I'm in college, obviously, because there
cool.
will be a lot of other stuff going on. But I definitely want to keep my business on the side if possible, and I don't know where I'm going with my illustration major. Hopefully something different, a little Yeah, I really don't even know, actually. I'm gonna let time take me where it will. So right. Hopefully.
Well, what are your favorite? What are your favorite subjects? I know you said you like to draw, like, you know, artists and whatnot. And I see you do some, you like stills of, you know, of, mm-hmm. of types of art. What is your favorite types of work that you like to draw?
I would definitely have to say that would be people or someone just with a really interesting expression or a photo that almost creates a mood. Or I just really like drawing faces, and as I've developed more as an artist, I've gotten more confident in with my skills in order to try different things, like doing more things with colored pencil, trying different colors, not so realism all the time, like different things. Mm-hmm. I just really like incorporating different things into the drawings, because they do have a lot of different textures, which ends up looking cool.
Right.
At time, so.
Well, I noticed that you, on the website, which kind of tied into the whole music thing, you have a lot of Lady Gaga and a lot of Adam Lambert.
They are my favorite.
So which out of those two, which one do you like to draw the most? Because they're both pretty eclectic people. They're very
right. Oh yes. Well, out of the two, I probably won't pick. I really like to draw Adam because, in my opinion, like I don't know who else shares this opinion with me, but he has a really, really perfect artistic face. Like if you sit down and look at it and spend copious hours sitting and staring at the face and drawing the face, he has a really good jawline and just different features that really match up really well, right. And they make for a really, really good drawing.
Right.
But I mean, I've found that with him.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking right now on the website on pictureandpencil.com. The caption that you have below it, it says Adam Lambert or Elvis, and it actually, I mean, just by looking at the drawing, at what you've done, it actually looks almost like Elvis. I mean, you're 100% correct. I mean, you've got a lot of different celebrities. I mean, Kate Winslet, the Lady Gaga.
She's one of my favorites, too. I love her.
I like the one you chose to draw. And, of course, the Lady Gaga, I mean, I like the colors that you chose.
Yeah.
The Bono shot's pretty cool.
Thank you.
If you could meet only Adam Lambert or Lady Gaga, throwing you on the spot here, which would you prefer? Who would you want to meet first off, if you could pick one or the other?
Oh, dear. You know, I'm going to have to say Adam, because I do have a lot of pictures drawn of him that people either have commissioned me to do or that have struck me as something interesting that I wanted to draw. Mm-hmm. And I remember he, in some interview, he said that he likes fan art. So, hey, there we go. That'd be cool. And I do feel my best piece is of him, the one that I drew most recently. So, I'm going to say him.
Right. Cool. Well, speaking of Adam Lambert, Aaron, don't go anywhere. We'll go ahead and take a quick break, and we'll play Adam Lambert's What Do You Want From Me. And, of course, guys, Aaron has a deal for you, a contest in moments. We'll give you details and a whole lot more. We'll be back with Aaron in just a moment. It's Adam Lambert, What Do You Want From Me, all the hits. Hitsradio.com.
Listen to DJ Josh K. Weekdays.
This show really sucks.
On air with Josh K.
Checking out
HITCradio.com.
Hitsradio.com. Josh K. on your Thursday afternoon. On the phone right now with Erin Holberg. She's a talented artist from Pennsylvania, from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Actually, York, Pennsylvania. Her website is pictureinpencil.com. She's going to do a giveaway in just a minute, but I want you guys to, we're going to continue to talk to her, Erin. So, what is the most frustrating thing that you encounter with your art? Be it like an obstacle, or has somebody, like, maybe, like, have you ever, like, drawn somebody and they come back and said, oh, I don't like it, do it again, or, like, like how do you encounter
thankfully,
that?
No. Oh, man. I probably have some sort of a breakdown. I mean, that day will come, but
right.
I may not be prepared. No, it's fine. You know, I'm going to have to say the biggest frustration I have is speculation. Because especially with my stuff being online, I do a lot of posting of my drawings on Twitter or someplace like that.
Uh-huh.
I do actually get a lot of people who come back and say to me, oh, you copy and paste it. That's not yours. Oh, that's a photograph. Oh, you computer generated that. And it's like, you know, that's so frustrating for me, especially A, it's hard to defend myself online, and B, it's like, I put so much time and effort into these pieces, and then people come back and are like, no, you didn't do that. So,
well, I mean,
I'm like, oh, come on.
But actually, I mean, Aaron, I would be like, it's actually a compliment because, I mean, there's a lot of people that actually go to school to learn Photoshop and to learn, you know, that technical side. And for you to take it from, you know, from an actual photo, you know, from you're visually looking at it and then compiling the actual drawing into, you know, your take of what it is with the clarity and the way it comes across, you're basically hitting two birds with one stone. I mean, you don't even need Photoshop. You actually are, like, you're the genius behind your work. So, you know, don't, I mean, you're going to learn from what people say, and of course, all it's going to do is make you stronger, you know, as an artist.
Right.
Because, I mean, you're doing it.
I definitely do. That is a, I mean, at the same time, while it is a frustration, it is obviously a big compliment. But, you know, it's just, it's a little trying sometimes, and especially when people get fussy and they're like, oh, you didn't draw that. I'm like, oh, yeah, I did. Come on, guys.
I mean, if you could actually, I mean, you probably do carry your portfolio around with you a lot, and you know, most artists usually do, you know, but it's not a point of trying to prove anybody wrong. It's just basically you're doing this because you love what you do, obviously. Now, it turns out that you happen to be a Hits Radio listener.
Yes. Okay. Oh, yeah.
How did you find out about us?
Well, it's kind of a lame story. I got into iTunes and went to the radio selection and was like, oh, hey, I like top 40 music. Here's one, Hits Radio. That is actually how it happened. There was no, like, magical, oh, I found Hits Radio by accident. It was like, oh, yes.
Cool.
But I just found it through there, and I hear the newest songs on your station. And it's always good because we don't really get music too fast around here. By the time it's out here, it's, like, already been played a million times on your station, which is fine. So then I'm prepared. I know all the words. So, yay.
Exactly. Well, what I wanted to do, I know we kind of discussed this with Jason and whatnot. I wanted to basically try and get one of your artwork, or one of your pieces in hand, or get, you know, get them in the hands of the listeners. You're actually offering, you're going to extend a discount for the listeners?
Well, I know I had talked to Jason about this, and he kind of concluded that, like, some number listener would call in, and they could get let's say, like, a 40% discount on a 8x10 graphite drawing of something that they want. Or they can order something, because all my drawings are up for print.
Mm-hmm.
And they can have 40% off of print if they'd like. Or, you know, I'm either an 8x10 graphite drawing at 40% off or a print of something at 40% off. So.
Oh, okay. I'll give them details in just a minute, so guys, stay tuned for that. I'll give you details as far as how you can get a hold of that. We'll pick one listener. Aaron, give me a random number between 1 and 5. Actually, 1 and 7.
Let's go with 6.
Okay, so in a few minutes, we're going to take caller number 6. Aaron's going to extend a 40% off of one of her works that you can see online at pictureinpencil.com, which I think I'm going to be the caller number 6. Aaron, I want it so bad. Because I actually have a photo I want you to draw of me, and we'll talk about that later. But
oh, yeah? All right.
Yeah, I trust me. You're going to love it.
oh, yes.
One last question before I let you go. If you had any advice for anyone listening right now, especially the young ones that are listening right now that are actually looking into, you know, wanting to go in as an artist or into, you know, this type of career where, I mean, people say, well, you can't make money off that, or you can't survive on that. And
oh, man. I haven't heard that one before.
But what is one thing you could tell them that might persuade them to continue, or what's some advice you would want to throw out there for them?
You know, easy, but if you have a passion for art, honestly, just go for it. Because when I started out, and I honestly did not want to be an artist, seriously, until about a few years ago. Then I finally was like, you know, this is my passion. This is what I want to do. Even though everybody else can be kind of iffy and, you know, not too sure of me or whatever, it's like you just got to stick with it and know that you personally can do it and believe in yourself and your talent. Words of wisdom from me.
Exactly. All right, what we'll do is get a pen and pencil, or a pencil, no pun intended. Her name is Erin Holberg. I had to think about that for a minute. Her website is pictureinpencil.com. There's complete instructions as far as how to get her to do a drawing. There's some plain examples as far as what to do and what kind of work she does. But we're going to take caller number 6 right now. You're going to get 40% off of one of her drawings. We'll direct you on over to Erin. She'll get in contact with you and let you know more details as far as how to do that. Our caller number 6 will get exclusive 40% off of her art. Cool?
Yep.
All right, Erin, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it for coming on. And, of course, let us know if you get any feedback. And what you could do is if you do get any listeners from Hits Radio that you actually have done any work for, let us know directly.
Right.
Let us know on the website that you've done it. If you actually put any of your work online, if they want you to post it, I'd like to kind of see some of the work that you've done. It'd be kind of cool.
Oh, awesome. All right.
Cool.
Sounds good.
All right. Erin Holbrook from Picture and Pencil. All the hits. HitsRadio.com.
Thank you so much.
All right.
What does it take to be a DJ?
A DJ.
DJ stands for disc jockey.
A disc jockey.
Live from the Atlanta studios, on air with Josh K.
Bring it.
877-500-HITZ.
Call now.
HitsRadio.com.